Today we read some halachot from the Sefer of Rav Chaim Palachi. It's called Mo'ed Lechol Chai, that wrote a Sefer on the months of the year and what exactly are the significant days of the month and what exactly should be the focus of the month. Regarding the month of Sivan, Rav Chaim Palachi writes that the month itself is an opportune month for Anava and for the study of Torah. And he says, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael ka'ele bechol shana v'shana. There are no better days of the year liyotam misugalim, that are favorable liknot midat ha'anava, to acquire the trait of humility, v'achadut v'am Yisrael, and to work on the key trait of unity amongst Am Yisrael, ulhavin b'Torah, and an understanding of Torah. He then writes in the next halakha that although bitul Torah is a grave sin all year round, and speaking lashon hara and rechilut and letzanut and all types of negative speech is a sin all year round, but he writes v'yigdal onsho b'meod meod b'chodesh hazeh. But this month, chas v'shalom, the sin is magnified. The oseh pegam gadol b'mazal ha'alyon. Because since the month is the month that we receive the Torah, therefore the dibur, the speech, must be with divrei Torah specifically, and therefore it's a greater havla. He then writes about different customs that he saw from the philanthropists in Izmir. And he writes their names, and he says, I'm writing their names specifically because they should be mentioned the Torah, that they would have a custom on Erev Shavuot to give out charity to the Tamidei Chachamim that were sitting and learning and that needed support. Of course, he says it's a mitzvah to do it before all the holidays, but specifically before Shavuot, Matan Torah, they went around, some of the rich men in Turkey, and they would give out stipends and salaries and then panasah to the Tamidei Chachamim. Now there's one interesting halakha that he writes here regarding the custom of eating milk, which we discussed on the holiday. One of the reasons he brings down is because we have a tradition that says one of the reasons why we're counting 7 weeks until Shavuot is analogous to the 7 days that a lady is Tameh or Tameah. She counts 7 days, clean days, until she can go to the mikveh and to be pure. When we came out of Egypt, we were on the 49th level of Tum'ah. So therefore, it wasn't enough for us to count a week in order to purify us. So we're counting 7 times 7 days, which is a purity process in order to get Tahor for Matan Torah. So the Hakamim tell us that if a lady is nursing, the beracha is that she has milk. Where does that milk come from? The Gemara says, Dam na'asa halav, that the blood of the lady, that she stops her cycle during the time that she's expecting and the time that she's nursing, so the blood turns into milk. So since the whole reason that we're counting the 7 days is analogous to the 7 days of a lady that's counting from Tum'ah l'Tahara, and when she's still out, the blood stops, and the Gemara says, Dam na'asa halav, so therefore it's the custom to eat the milk on this holiday to remember that concept also. We heard the other day, and it's worth it to repeat, a nice remez from Rabbi Karp that was with us. He said in Perashat Mitzora, in Perek Tet Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimal, it says, V'chi yitar azab mizobo, v'safa lo shivat shamim l'taurato, v'chi bes begadav, v'rachatz besaro b'mayim, hayim v'taher, u'bayom ha-shemini, etc., etc., v'chi per ahlav ha-kohen lefnei Hashem mizobo. Pesukim yud gimal to tet vav. The pesukim that talk about the purification of somebody that is tameh, zav, and needs to count 7 clean days. So if you count the words in these 3 pesukim, it comes out to 49 words, which is a remez to the 49 days of purity. And more interesting, the 33rd word in this sequence is the word Mu'ed, which would be analogous to like Ba'omer, which is a Mu'ed, a mini Mu'ed, let's say, during the times of Sefirah. So therefore again, there's a remez of the halab that we eat in order to remember the concept of Dam Na'asa Halab.